It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I am pleased to have, as a returning guest in the studio, Paul Kaplan, one of the partners of KKMI, which operates the Boatyard in Clipper Yacht Harbor on the Sausalito waterfront. Paul recently gave me a tour of the harbor, and I learned of the many steps Paul and his partners have taken to protect the waterfront and the bay itself. I received an environmental lesson that I want to share with you. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Well, thanks for the invitation, John, and I enjoyed giving you the tour of the yard.
So tell the listeners a little about your background, Paul.
Well, John, I grew up in San Francisco and started sailing on San Francisco Bay as a teenager. And while I was sailing and going to school, I have always had an interest in marine sciences. And so I had an initial goal of becoming a marine biologist, and actually did for a while in college, some research work for the Smithsonian and Scripps Institute. So the water, the environment has kind of been part of my sailing DNA, if you will.
So share with the audience, given that background, the challenges of building a boatyard along the Sausalito waterfront.
Well, maybe the first place to start is that you might want to think of a boatyard sort of as a 24/7 construction site. We've got scaffolding, we've got ladders, we've got materials that we're using, we're sanding, we're doing all sorts of activities that you would see at any other construction site. But then in addition to that, we're using materials, some of them toxic. And so there's a real issue that we need to be careful of, not in terms of exposing our clients or and our employees and team members to these materials, but also allowing them to get into the air or the water. So it's quite an interesting challenge. We've got a number of issues that we need to be concerned about. It's not just the water. We also have the air to be concerned about. And so in both of those circumstances, we need to employ controls that allow us to operate not just in a responsible manner, but also obviously in a compliant manner as well.
So the new concrete walls along the harbor front were not primarily installed in anticipation of rising water.
Well, in fact, in some ways they were. We approached the design of the yard to address basically the issues that occurred in the past, things that we needed to deal with today, and then also looking to the future. So things that needed to be dealt with in the past was the needing to clean up the facility. There were some contaminants there that needed to be removed. Once that was done, then it allowed us to think about designing that concrete wall. And one of the purposes is to deal with the present issue of stormwater, rainwater, and the mandate for us to prevent any of that stormwater from running off of our facility and going into San Francisco Bay. So the wall, on a present basis, is designed to deal with that issue. But the future is sort of hard to say, but certainly on a fairly regular basis, we already experience high tidal events with a storm surge where, in fact, portions of the property would become submerged. And so while we don't deal with this on a daily basis, we don't deal with this on a routine basis, but the wall is also designed to look to the future as well. In addition to that, the wall was designed with a substantial footing, if you will, which supports large posts, which will eventually allow us to put screening around there, which also could deal with fugitive air. Fugitive particles is what they're often referred to, otherwise known as dust.
So you do have quite a challenge when you clean hulls and apply paint to deter barnacles adhering to the hulls. You're dealing with a lot of water runoff and toxins. How do you deal with these issues in an environmentally sound way?
It's not easy, but thankfully we have a fabulous team. We work with very, very good consultants. Having the experience of running an environmentally award-winning facility over in Point Richmond, we had a pretty good platform to develop not only a physical plant that could accommodate these issues, but also incorporate the best management practices that we've developed over the years. But yeah, the bottom paint is certainly a big issue. By definition, we're applying paint to the bottom of the boat. It usually has something in the neighborhood of 60% copper embedded in that paint, and it's designed to kill marine organisms. These are sort of interesting contradictions. You know, we're trying to preserve what's going on the bay, yet we're applying a paint that conflicts with that. So we have a real responsibility when we are replacing that paint, which does need to be done, that we do it in such a way that it doesn't leave our facility and it then doesn't get commingled with the rainwater as well, or the what they call the process water, which is the water generated when you are using a high pressure machine to clean the bottoms of the boat. We've developed some interesting, somewhat proprietary processes in dealing with this, and I'm proud to say that the Sausalito facility has been named by the California Water Environment Association Small Industry of the Year, and that's pretty remarkable because that's only happened one time before, and that was our boatyard over in Point Richmond 10 years ago. So I think it's nice to be able to at least put something forward and then have the regulators and the others that are responsible for watching what it is that we do recognize that we are in fact moving in a positive direction.
Well, Paul, it sounds like you have taken a very positive approach to dealing with the environment in your business. Has it been successful for you?
I think it's absolutely been successful for us. First of all, I don't think we would be able to operate our business any other way. It's just it's who we are. Certainly, we're operating our business in a compliant manner. So that in itself is success. Do customers come to us specifically because we operate in a environmentally responsible way? Well, I would hope so, but I don't have customers come up to me and necessarily say that's the reason why they come. They come because we provide expert craftsmanship and a really great value. Work that gets done once and done right, that's the best value possible. And that's really why the clients come to us. But no question, to be able to operate our business in a green and clean way has been a very, very important part of our business. And it's the type of thing that we actually enjoy sharing with others in the industry as well. A professional boat builder did a profile of the challenges of operating a boatyard in the regulatory climate in California. And we're very proud of the fact that they actually put a spotlight on our Sausalito yard. And if your listeners would like to actually read that article, all you got to do is go to our website, which is kkmi.com. And there's a link there that says clean and green. And if you click on that, you'll see the professional boat builder article. And it actually is an interesting article because it does offer insights that aren't ordinarily shared with the typical boat owner. And so if you're really interested in the service process that goes on with your boat, I'd encourage you to look at that article. It's quite informative.
Well, Paul, I think as the San Francisco Bay faces more and more challenges, your practices will definitely be spread across the Bay Area. So congratulations on that. Finally, I just want to thank you again for being a guest on the show. This is your second time around, and I do appreciate it because you've been very, very enlightening. You have given the listeners some good insights on how to run a business in an environmentally conscious way. If any of my listeners have further questions, how can they contact you?
Please feel free to send me an email. Address is paul@kkmi.com.
This is Paul's second appearance on A Different Slant. The prior show is based on his operation of the boatyard, and I encourage you to listen to that one if you've not. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.